In this bulletin, Europe's Medicines Agency brings forward a meeting to assess the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. China defends a ban on Australian coal. And in cricket, the Adelaide Strikers triumph over the Hobart Hurricanes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The European Union's Medicines Agency has brought forward a meeting to assess the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for provisional approval. The meeting had been scheduled for the 29th of December, but will now take place on the 21st. Germany's Health Minister Jens Spahn had called for an earlier meeting.
Our national authorities, like others, are supporting the European authorities as best they can. And the goal is to get approval before Christmas. We want to start vaccinating in Germany on New Year's Eve, actually before New Year's Eve, as soon as possible after approval.
In the United States, scientists at the Food and Drug Administration have endorsed the Moderna vaccine as safe and effective. The report's release comes 2 days before the US vaccine panel meets to discuss emergency approval. The scientists found the vaccine is 94% effective and there are no specific safety concerns. China is defending its ban on Australian coal, saying it's both legal and good for Chinese consumers and companies. China's alleged ban on $14 billion of Australian coal exports is the latest in an ongoing trade dispute between the two countries. Wang Wenbin from China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the decision is completely in line with Chinese laws and international practices.
The Chinese authorities have recently taken measures against some imported Australian products in accordance with law and regulations. It's in line with Chinese laws and regulations and international practices, as well as a responsible act for Chinese domestic industries and consumers. For some time, I've repeatedly heard people from the Australian side claim to be the so-called victims, constantly accusing and attacking China by innuendo, which is confusing right and wrong. China will never accept this.
Israel's Supreme Court has rejected former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer's appeal against extradition. The Justice Minister can now sign the extradition order, clearing the way for the 52-year-old to stand trial in Australia. Ms. Leifer is accused of sexually abusing several former students at a Jewish school in Melbourne and has been fighting extradition from Israel since 2014. The head of an organisation that works to combat child sexual abuse in Jewish communities has welcomed the ruling. Shana Aronson from Jewish Community Watch says the decision sends a powerful message.
It's been something that I think everyone has been waiting for a long time. Everybody that cares about justice for children, for victims, wants this message to be sent that Israel is not going to tolerate this, the state of Israel is not going to tolerate this, the justice system in Israel is not going to tolerate this kind of behavior where abusers come here and use the country as a safe haven to get away with all of the things that they've done and don't want to pay for.
Listeners seeking information or support relating to child abuse can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. The United States Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has acknowledged Joe Biden as the president-elect for the first time, saying the Electoral College has spoken. The Republican leader's statement comes after the Electoral College affirmed Mr. Biden's victory. It ends weeks of silence from Senator McConnell over President Donald Trump's defeat.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
To cricket, and the Adelaide Strikers have beaten the Hobart Hurricanes in the Big Bash League. Peter Siddle's 2020 best figures set the Strikers on the way to a 5-wicket win in Launceston. It's the Hurricanes' first loss of the tournament after winning their first two matches. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 31, a shower or two in Adelaide and 27, humid and partly cloudy in Melbourne and 26, a late shower or two in Hobart and 17, showers in Canberra and 24, much the same in Wollongong, also 24, showers in Sydney, 27, a shower or two in Newcastle and 29, showers in Brisbane, 30, a possible shower in Cairns, 33, and showers and a storm likely in Darwin, also 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.